If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, I mean, there's been a lot of talk lately about pharmacare in Canada and how that all works. And, you know, for people who don't have coverage, the challenge in getting needed medication, right? So that's another conversation. But yeah, I think it's important that, you know, people are covered. Certain drugs can come with a, you know, a hefty price tag. So if you're fortunate enough to have coverage, then, you know, it's simply a matter of, okay, I'm prescribed this drug, now I'll go fill that prescription, and that's what pharmacies do. So, you know, pharmacies are private businesses, and there's a lot of competition. There's some big names when it comes to pharmacies. There's smaller, independent, corner store, kind of mom-and-pop operations. Now, provided they can fill the prescription, like they've got the necessary product or ingredients or whatever it might happen to be, then, you know, you could go there. They'll bill your company or you'll bill your company. But what was announced this week sort of, you know, throws all of that into question. To what extent can the insurance providers partner with, get into arrangements with those that are filling and making these prescriptions? Manulife Financial Corporation and Loblaws have announced a partnership. Loblaws, of course, owns Shoppers Drug Mart. Now, they also have pharmacies in their grocery stores. Superstores have pharmacies, typically no frills, these stores too. Under this arrangement, Manulife says they will only cover the cost of certain drugs if those prescriptions are filled at a Loblaws pharmacy. The new arrangement, details of which were shared with plan holders earlier this month, affects around 260 medications under the insurance company's specialty drug care program. Drugs in this class are meant to treat complex, chronic, or life-threatening conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's, multiple sclerosis, pulmonary arterial hypertension, cancer, osteoporosis, and hepatitis C. Manulife says starting January 22nd, the program would transition to being carried out primarily through Shoppers Drug Mart and other Loblaws-owned pharmacies. So is this a concern? It has certainly raised some eyebrows. And if things are moving in this direction, what are the implications? And what does it mean, especially for, you know, smaller or independent pharmacies? So some big questions about this. Joining us for some thoughts on all of that. Very pleased to welcome to the program here this morning, Paul Gruden-Dorst, Associate Professor of Economics, the Leslie Dan Faculty of Pharmacy at the University of Toronto. Paul, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Is it still morning in Calgary?
Yeah, technically. So getting on to late morning, but yeah, that works. We'll accept that. Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, how unusual or unprecedented is this kind of an arrangement in Canada?
Well, there's really no new news here. It's an arrangement which other insurers have struck with different pharmacy chains.
Is that right?
Yeah, my employer, the University of Toronto, requires me to get, if I need a prescription for a high-cost drug, I'd have to go through one of their designated pharmacies. So it's a continuation of a trend I've been seeing for a while.
Interesting. And so what's the motive here? Is it just about dollars? The pharmacies want this business, and so they try to incentivize the insurers to steer them their way? Or are there other factors that come into play?
I think it's a bit about the insurers using their buying power. After all, they do represent many employer-sponsored drug plans. They can steer patients different pharmacies, and they use that leverage to extract the discounts on the margins that pharmacies charge for dispensing these high-cost drugs. These are drugs that cost over typically $10,000 per patient per year. And if a pharmacy is charging a typical margin of 10% on the drug ingredient cost itself, then you can imagine the margins would be measured in the thousands of dollars per patient per year. So the insurers are saying, hang on a sec, let's see if we can do better than that. Let's see if the pharmacies are willing to compete for our business. And then that would lower, presumably, the cost of the drug plan to the employer who is sponsoring it.
Right, so then that's where the incentive. So if the big company, the pharmacy company, can say, we'll deliver those drugs at a lower cost, and then we'll just end up with more, you know, a larger volume of customers, that's good for them, and the lower cost guarantees are good for the insurer.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's that's basically the arrangement. You see it every day in business, of course. Exclusive contract, firms signed to extract some price concessions out of suppliers.
So what are the implications for the patient? I think that's where there's some concern here. I mean, ultimately, they need a drug. The company's still covering the drug, so that part is taken care of. But does it erode choice, or are there ways in which dispensing fees could still hit these, you know, these customers if they don't have that choice?
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I can imagine if you have I don't know how this will be handled by the insurer, by the Manulifes, but I can imagine if a patient lives in a more rural part of the province, and they're not close by a Loblaws affiliated pharmacy like a Shoppers Drug Mart, then what's the option then? Do they have to get mail order? If it's mail order, how do you administer it if it's an injectable? Or else, are you going to then travel 2 hours to get to the closest Shoppers Drug Mart? Now, most people won't have a problem. I mean, they'll have to change the pharmacy. And that they may not like that. They may have an established relationship with their existing pharmacy, so that's potentially a problem. But, you know, they're, in terms of the actual travel time to attend a pharmacy, for most people who live in urban areas, it shouldn't be too problematic, I think.
Right. So ultimately, even though there's an arrangement that exists here now between, in this case, Manulife and Loblaws, there's some competition for that. Like other companies, you know, could have landed this deal, I guess, if the, you know, they were willing to do better. It's almost like a bidding process. So do you still see that there is some competition at play in all of this?
Well, it's actually, I have to say, I've been thinking a bit more about this, and it is somewhat limited competition because I understand the pharmacy chains that are in a position to compete for the business. They have to have a certain network of coverage,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, smaller pharmacies or smaller pharmacy chains that are regionally based are not going to be able to necessarily win the contract because they can't supply the supply requirements. But you're dealing then with the bigger chains, or the Rexalls, or the McKesson's, which owns Rexall, the Loblaws, which owns the Shoppers, Empire Group, which owns the Sobeys. I guess they don't have Sobeys in Alberta, but
we do.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah. So, there aren't many players that can compete in that realm. But I guess, you know, the other side of it, too, if we step in and you know, we tell our governments to tell these companies, we don't like these deals, you can't strike these deals. Well, I mean, you know, instead of this, then they just say, okay, well, we're going to stop covering that drug. Or instead of 80%, we're just going to cover 50% of that drug. Like, you know, if they're concerned about costs, I guess they got other ways of addressing that, right?
If you're a beneficiary of an employer drug plan, so your company covers your drug plan costs as a part of the form of compensation. There's only so much compensation available to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't lower costs by virtue of these exclusive deals, then what are the options? Well, you're right. They could increase the copays, the amount you pay out of pocket for the prescription, or they could decrease the number of drugs they cover, or they could, you know, make your drug benefits more generous, but lower your salary compensation. So there's always a trade-off involved, unfortunately.
Yeah, and if governments are going to regulate this, I do wonder if it strengthens the calls to have some kind of like that pharmacare sort of safety net. Did you see connection between those two conversations?
Yes and no. I mean, the actual compensation arrangements between insurers and pharmacies is kind of orthogonal to the pharmacare debate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't think the government would have the the courage to strike up an arrangement. Like if Alberta, for instance, had a provincial plan, yeah,
right,
replaced all the private coverage, I don't think that they would have the political courage to make such a deal.
No, yeah, and I don't think so either. I just wonder if, you know, the concern here is that more people are going to fall through the cracks or not have the coverage they need, that there needs to be some kind of a more of a fallback,
yeah,
or more of a safety net.
You're right. The bigger issue about coverage, certainly national pharmacare,
mm-hmm,
or having a provincial pharmacare which meets national standards, you know, it makes a lot of sense. It's not a perfect solution by any means, but it probably improved a lot of people who don't have great drug plan benefits, and there could be other efficiencies as well.
But as you say, this isn't the first
drawback. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's all of those issues that come along with that. But it seems like this kind of an arrangement, as you say, it's not the first, and I guess probably won't be the last.
No, it's you'll be seeing. I don't think it's going to go into a U.S. style system where the PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers, get very aggressive in terms of what drugs they'll cover, and they demand discounts from manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to see that here just yet, but I think what you will see is a continuation of this, what you see with between Manulife and Loblaws, that is exclusive contracts to dispense certain high cost drugs. That'll continue for sure.
Yeah, very interesting. Paul, appreciate your insight on all this. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.